High Plains Radio continuing our coverage of this blizzard. And as we get toward the end of March and early April, we're talking with Kerry Scuff, the Nebraska Department of Transportation. Kerry, we thought maybe we'd have a little bit more winter. Maybe not like this, what we got outside with the blizzard conditions. But, wow, Mother Nature brought the power for this one. And there's a lot of snow and wind out there this morning, isn't there?
Yeah, that's correct. I think in the McCook area, we picked up a couple inches of snow overnight. Same for the Palisade area, and possibly 3 or 4 inches up in the Maywood area. And you kind of see the same conditions about every direction you go, that we've got some snow-covered roads with slick spots, and our crews are out across the district. But I think we should expect to kind of see the same thing throughout the day. Right now, visibility is a concern, and we've got some drifting going on. So, just expect that the same type of high winds throughout the day and even into tonight.
Yeah, this storm system is not going to move out anytime soon. It's going to last much of the day, and once you get stuff uncovered, it's not going to take too much time for that snow to get blown right back over the roads again, is it?
That's right, and it's a pretty wet and heavy snow, and guys are getting it plowed off. And then more of a concern right now is that it with the temperatures in the 20s, that it's going to freeze because it is wet underneath. So you really got to be cautious. My advice would be to just stay home today. If you would absolutely have to travel, just keep the speed down. And, if you come upon a snow plow, just give them some room and, pass only when it's safe to do so.
I do believe I read or heard this morning that some of the interstates around our neck of the woods are closed as well. Is that right?
Yes. Interstate 80 from Ogallala to Lexington is closed, I think due to visibility. Right now, that's the only road that I know of that's closed in the state, but things could definitely change today because they are. National Weather Service is still predicting that we're going to get snowfall throughout today, so it could definitely still be an issue.
Kerry, once again, NDOT has a website and go-to for road information with cameras as well set up, don't they?
That's right. If you go to 511.nebraska.gov, you'll be able to look at the current road conditions as well as see all the cameras of our trucks that are out there.
So, folks, just got to take it easy, as Kerry talked about. Might want to stay off the roads. I know a lot of schools are closed today. Wouldn't be surprised if we see some businesses maybe shut down for the day. It's just one of those days just to kind of take a snow day and relax and stay at home, isn't it?
I think that's good advice, Rich.
Kerry, appreciate the time, sir. We will check in with you a little bit later, okay?
All righty.